Hi, Tom Whitman here from the HVAC Coaching Corner. Today we're going to talk about what it takes to achieve $1, $2, or even $3 million in residential replacement sales for HVAC. Now, there are 52 selling weeks in a year, and there are a few variables that will have a dynamic impact on your sales performance, all of which are strictly within your control. The first one are selling weeks, 52 weeks in a year. But after factoring vacations, holidays, unexpected circumstances, as well as those killer slow weeks between Thanksgiving's and New Year's Day, 6 to 8 of those 52 weeks should be factored into your out of your weekly sales benchmark. By doing so, you're stacking the deck in your favor. You've given yourself time to recover from an off week. The second thing are completed sales appointments per week. Notice I didn't say completed leads. These are actual sales appointments. Attitude, aptitude, and standing in front of buyers are three critical success factors for any salesperson. For budgeting purposes, shoot for 3 presentations per day, 15 per week for a stretch goal, and a benchmark for 2 per day or 10 per week minimum benchmark. Now, you have the resource and ability to self-generate sales leads, social media, community involvement, developing a great relationship with your service manager and your service technicians, following up with demand service customers, speaking at community centers, neighborhood associations, B&I groups, chamber of commerce events. Make yourself relevant and accessible in your community and make it easy for your customers to tell all of their friends on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn about the awesome experience they had with you and your company. Build your social network of future customers. Number 3, selling days per week. Budget for 5. Saturdays make great bonus days to keep your numbers up. Number 4, closing percentage. Your closing percentage will be in direct correlation to how well you execute your selling process. Beyond that, stay focused and interested in your customer and what they want. Make sure that everything you say and do is relevant to what they want. Listen to them closely. They'll tell you exactly what they need to see and hear to buy from you if you simply listen. A minimum benchmark for closing after you understand the process should be at least 50%. A stretch goal should be between 60 and 65. Now, you're going to hear people tell you that an acceptable closing rate is 30 to 35%. I advise that you not buy into that. That benchmark is true for order takers. A professional comfort advisor closes 50 to 65% or more of their completed sales appointments, usually at a much higher price. Number 5, average selling price, anywhere from $4,000 to $25,000. My best advice, always present the systems that will do the best job for your customer, regardless of the price. Present options, base, good, better, and best. And make certain that your customer clearly understands how each feature of the best system will solve their specific problems. Most customers decide not to buy because they simply don't understand how what's being proposed solves a problem for them. The more skilled you become in connecting solutions to problems for your customers, the higher your ticket average and closing percentage will be. I recommend a minimum baseline average of $5,000 average sale with a stretch goal for the first year of $8,000. Okay, so let's do the math. If we set a goal of $1.2 million in 1 year, that's 52 selling weeks minus 7 off weeks equals 45 baseline selling weeks. If we take those 45 weeks times 10 completed new sales appointments per week, that equals 450 completed sales appointments a year. We take that 450 times a 50% closing percentage, that equates to 225 sales per year. If we divide 225 into 1.2 million, you'll have an average sale of $5,334. So, what would your key performance benchmarks be to achieve $1.2 million? 10 completed sales appointments per week, new sales appointments, 50% closing percentage, 5 installed replacement jobs at an average sale of $5,334 each. That's an installed revenue of $26,670 per week. with 45 selling weeks, the minimum baseline, that comes out to $1.2 million in sales a year. The bottom line is you have to be who you need to be and do the things you need to do every day, and you will have the things you want to have. Once you've mastered the daily disciplines necessary in achieving this benchmark, it's not going to take much of an effort to get you over the 2 million mark. By improving closing percentages and average selling price by 10%, you stretch your weekly sales appointments from 10 to 15 and add one or two additional selling weeks, and you're there. So, it's the little disciplines every day that's going to make the biggest difference. And with that, I'll come to an end. Until next week, good selling.